And now, NAI Pop presents a unique show where two dads talk about the topics that interest them: sports, wrestling, and a splash of pop culture information to help them survive in a world of wives and kids. Now, please welcome your hosts, professional wrestler and new dad, Scotty Slade, and retired executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski. Welcome to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network.
You are listening to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network. I am Scotty Slade, and as always, I am joined by none other than New England entrepreneur, the Vince McMahon of New England wrestling, Jamie Jamikowski. Jamie, what is going on?
Hey, Slade, I think I'm on my deathbed.
Uh-oh.
This might be the end of me.
You know what? When you told me that you lost your voice because we were supposed to record earlier in the week, I figured that you'd come up with some nifty Cold Fury style title for the show, like Death Upon Us or something to that effect, especially with Game of Thrones around the corner.
Well, it's funny. Originally when I was going to do the For the Pops pop quiz for tonight, I was going to do the Jamie's Last Wishes version of the pop quiz.
Oh, my Jesus. God. I can only imagine clearly what's on that list.
Clearly in the background, he's already trying to get in to poke fun at Jamie. This week, as always, we always have a third rotating guest. This week, we have none other than one-third of the New Age Insiders, Bill Neville. Bill, thank you for being on the show today.
It is my pleasure, and I'm so pumped to be back and to win another For the Pops quiz.
That's not something to brag about unless you're facing somebody other than myself. Maybe we can get Bill to take on Ray. That might be more competitive at this rate.
Yeah, I have to update. I've been saying this for months. I have to update the standings one of these days.
I think Ray is slowly climbing. Ray has been a cornerstone to helping us out with our third guest. And he's just been racking up the wins, unfortunately, with no help from myself, clearly.
What's Ray at now?
So
I can't even just how many times he's been on the show, and there's your answer. I think I beat him once.
He's maybe like 4-1,
something to that effect.
I think he's like 4-1 right now.
Not bad.
So, Jamie, how did you get sick?
You know what? We traveled for the holidays. You know, you and I talked, and I was great, felt fine. And Brian Fury is going to be listening to this screaming that I'm always sick. That's a myth. And you have this to look forward to, Slade. I will say, when I first met Fury, which was probably now about 15 years ago, if maybe a little bit less than that, but what you're going to find, Slade, is as soon as Phoebe starts school, you and Kylie will catch everything under the sun. Because basically what happens is, like, schools are petri dishes of diseases.
Oh, nice.
And then your kids are like, they're like the monkeys in Outbreak. They just bring all the diseases home to you. So, like, I remember when Nikki was younger, like, Cheryl and I were catching everything. But now I've actually switched to, I'm a huge believer in, like, herbs and holistics and all that stuff.
Oh, so you like the herb.
Yeah. So I see. So I don't get sick anymore. You know, a sniffle here or there, but I got to tell you, and I think it was on the plane, because I remember there was this woman coughing and hacking away. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, sure enough, you know, got home Friday by, like, Sunday. I felt it starting then Monday. The truck hit me, and I've been done.
Now, Jamie, when you fly home,
you know what,
Jamie? When you fly home from Hawaii, Jamie, do you fly direct or do you connect somewhere?
We connect right now because the first direct flight doesn't start again for another month or so.
Gotcha. So you were pretty much incubating in this sickness for at least 6 hours. Is that correct?
And that's what got me.
Oh yeah,
that's what got me.
Well, it's better than a direct flight.
It's true. Probably would have died off the direct flight.
It's horrible. But you know, the other place I always remember I would always get sick, and former manager of Champions Sean Gorman and I have talked about this, is the other – and Slade, we might be talking about, you know, Slade's final wishes down the road, because once Phoebe starts school, that's the worst place to catch things. The number two place I always remember was wrestling locker rooms.
Yeah, for those that don't know, because it wasn't when I first met you, Jamie, but it was absolutely towards the end. You definitely had the, hey, Jamie, hand goes out to shake hands. Jamie's just standing there looking at your hand, looking at your eyes, looking at your hand, looking at your eyes. And it's just like, hello. So that was it. No more handshakes for Jamie Jamikowski.
Well, no, because everybody there, it's like they're all gross and sweaty and they have like diseases and
the general public?
Wrestling shows.
Oh, I see. I see.
See, Bill, you are always smart. You avoided that part of the locker room. It was disgusting. Oh, God. Anyway.
I made sure I shook everybody's hand. But, yeah, so it, needless to say, Jamie, if worst case scenario, you can always take this particular podcast, submit it so that you could potentially be the next Batman with the way your voice is sounding.
That's what I'm going for. I should just pull up randomly tonight Batman quotes for me to say.
Yeah, just say Martha. Yeah, why'd you say that name real quick?
No, I'm only going to do it from good Batman movies.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
What?
I didn't think that movie was terrible.
It wasn't.
It was awful.
It wasn't.
Batman versus Superman is awful.
It was not.
Of course
that
you're
going to. Bad.
That one scene, sure. I'll give it to you. But other than that, no. But, Jamie, outside of.
How about this, Slade? It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me. Is that better?
That is.
That's cute.
I think that's right. What needs to happen. You should just circle in airplanes so that this way you can keep up this this voice.
Okay. Okay. Rachel!
Just have you work at kids' petting zoos. So while you were getting sick, Jamie, oddly enough, like I know we normally pull a lot of stuff from pop culture. We talk about like movies, entertainment. And it seems ironically enough, last time we had Bill on the show, we talked sports. What I like about this particular show is because it's dropping on January 11th, that means all of our football talk will be current.
Sweet.
One year ago, Jamie, we tried this.
Yes.
And a quarter of our predictions had already passed by the time that our episode debuted. So at least as of right now, as you are listening to it, all of this stuff is still current and it's fantastic. So Jamie, with that said, where do you see the Patriots looming this weekend?
You know what? I'm going to let our guests start.
All right. So the Patriots are hosting the not so San Diego Chargers, this weekend here in Foxborough on Sunday.
So San Diego Chargers.
And so I'm predicting the Patriots to win this game. San Diego hasn't had too much success in the playoffs. Phillip Rivers is still the guy. And coming in here, it's a pretty tall task. I mean, only a couple teams have ever really come in here and beaten the Patriots in the playoffs, and that's the Ravens and the New York Jets, no less. So I don't see the Chargers coming in here, especially with the forecast that it's potentially going to snow a little bit. And I just think that Gillette is such a home field advantage for the Patriots that I think they will win this one.
I actually heard today, Bill, that the coldest game temperature the Chargers have played in this year was a low of 39 degrees.
Ooh, baby.
And on Sunday it's not even gonna touch 30.
Love it.
So do you guys think that the Pats handle them like easily? Do you think this is like not even
No, I wouldn't
not
say
even
it's
gonna, be a nail biter?
I wouldn't say it's gonna be a blowout, but I would guess the Patriots win by somewhere between 6 and 10. So let's say 7.
Okay. What about you, Jamie?
I'd actually put it in about the same range. I don't feel like the Patriots beat anybody handily lately.
Correct.
Yeah, like, they haven't. So that's why I'm surprised you guys think it's going to be by a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually do. I think that I don't think Chargers, if they can stop the Patriots run game, they might be okay.
That's the key.
Right. Right. But if the Patriots can run, teams that have run against the Chargers have won against the Chargers.
Right.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I guess I see this either being decided by a field goal or less. I mean, but Chargers have some of the better rush on the quarterback. So the fact that Tom Brady's going to actually have to do some work. Outside of that, you guys are giving credit where credit's due. The only thing, if Gordon goes into this and he's not 100%, then this is a null and void piece. But this is probably one of the better Chargers teams that has come into Foxborough, if not like the best Chargers team. And that's with LaDainian Tomlinson coming in from the past.
Well, the difference between now and the past is that the Chargers were once 14-2 in the playoffs, and the Patriots went into their house and beat them.
Yeah, well, that was also a much younger Tom Brady.
Fair. And so what's the latest on Gordon? I read something earlier today that he said he's insisting he's ready to go, but is there anything from the team that says like he's questionable or doubtful or anything like that?
So I haven't seen anything like majorly concerning. I know that even with the within the Ravens game when he briefly left and came back. I don't think that they're going to let on if there's anything like majorly wrong. Okay, I don't think he's playing regardless.
Yeah.
Whether
you,
or not
he'll
be 100%.
You have to.
Of course. I don't know. I think there's a strong chance that the Chargers win this game. The Patriots just haven't looked consistent all season long.
They very well could. I think there's something about teams coming here to Foxborough in January that is kind of a bugaboo for most of those teams. And I think that is going to continue. And I'm really hoping that the Colts can take down the Chiefs, because going into Arrowhead for the AFC Championship will be probably the tallest task of the season if the Patriots can win this game. So I'm hoping to avoid going to Arrowhead, but we'll see what happens.
I thought the Pats dodged a bullet by not having to play the Ravens, because I even told a couple of my friends that I assumed the Ravens were the only team that was going to completely stop the Patriots. The Ravens defense alone, I think, would just eat alive Tom Brady. So
I mean,
the Ravens always worry
me. They have
me.
In the past.
Yeah. The Ravens and Harbaugh, they're with the one team that are not the least bit intimidated to come into Foxborough.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So with that said, I mean, you guys clearly just assume that the Patriots are going to move on, which is fine.
We're not assuming it. We're just saying that we think.
That's my prediction.
Remember, they're also rested. San Diego's had to go West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold at game time. Supposedly, the entire Patriots team is healthy for now, or as healthy as Gronkowski is.
And then you've got, oh my goodness, Josh Gordon stepping away from the game.
Oh God, don't even get me started on that guy.
I'm just saying he's stepping away.
Oh yeah, stepping away back to the peace pipe.
For the better part of 11 weeks, I was driving my family nuts, because every time Gordon would catch a touchdown or make a great play, I would yell out, "I love weed." In my and so then, of course, the news breaks, and like the whole time, my poor daughter's sitting there rolling her eyes at me, and I'm like, you know, Nick, drugs aren't always bad, you know. And I'm convinced, I think, Bill, I may have said this to you, I'm convinced what the Patriots said to him at some point was, look, we just need you to stay straight for about 17 weeks,
right?
Then we'll back the truck of weed up to your house.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even hold it together.
What a bum. And I was so high on that guy, too. And just like,
I see what you did there.
Exactly. Dang. That wasn't even intended. So, well, good, nice picking up on that. But I was just so high on that guy, too, because I've been working down there for every game this season. I don't know if you guys know that. Just watching him play and the way the crowd reacts to when he catches the ball, it was such a new, exciting feeling that you really hadn't had since Randy Moss was here. And so just seeing that guy do all that, and he became your number one receiver, and then all of a sudden one random whatever day of the week that was, Wednesday or Thursday, he was just like, I'm stepping away. And then an hour later, it's like, no, it's because he was suspended. It's just like, man, you stink.
I agree with you. So Slade, because we've got time this time.
Yep.
What's your Super Bowl prediction? Who's in the Super Bowl?
Oh, wow. We're jumping all the way there. Okay.
Did you want to go game by game?
No, I think after that we can go AFC, NFC. Wow, that's a really good question. I'll be honest, and I know this is me copping out, I think this weekend dictates who's in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I think if the Colts get by the Chiefs, I think the Colts head to the Super Bowl.
Really?
I'm a huge believer in momentum when it comes to like an overall like season story. It's just Andrew Luck that was pretty much not even playing the first, well, how many weeks? And then he comes in and completely dominates, becomes one of the top TD passing quarterbacks. And they've just been on a tear. And if they can get by Kansas City, I think that shoots them high enough that they can come into Foxborough. This is not Peyton Manning. So this is Andrew Luck. I don't think he has the same head issues.
Oh, see, I think Belichick owns Andrew Luck.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
You just own the Colts in general.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's they haven't had a good, solid running back in a while. I think Mac is that guy.
So you're picking Colts and who then in the Super Bowl?
Saints. Colts and Saints. Yeah, Saints.
Colts and Saints.
I would. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The NFC is completely tricky, mainly because Gurley and Breeze were on a. Enough of my fantasy teams that I followed them religiously. And some weeks, they, against people they shouldn't have, they put up nothing, and they just looked awful. And just because I do not want to hear about Nick Foles,
yeah,
I don't want to see that story go any further.
No, nope.
I was very disappointed in that Chicago Bears game.
But Slade, as a non-New England fan, wouldn't you kind of like to see the Eagles win this weekend and the Patriots win this weekend, so you can watch the slow suicide watch of all of New England start with the what if?
The Giants all over again?
Oh, God.
It would only be, as like a non-New England fan, it would only work out that way is if it got to the Eagles in the NFC Championship and the Pats in the NFC Championship. Do you know what I mean? There's just... Pats are going to have a hard enough time getting by either Chiefs or Colts regardless. This just is not the same Patriots team that you guys have had in the past.
No, it's definitely not. We have to be realistic about that. I do think they are going to win this weekend, but I really don't think... I think KC's going to beat the Colts. I'm predicting the Colts to beat the Chiefs, but my heart says that the Chiefs are going to win that game, and then they're going to host at Arrowhead, and there's no chance in hell the Patriots go into Arrowhead and win that game.
Yeah. And then, like I said, on the NFC side, as much as I want the Saints, I wanted the Saints last year.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
You know, for all intents and purposes, maybe they should have. But, like, you know, to me, the two better teams are the Chiefs and the Rams. So we'll just have to see what happens. But, yeah.
But you have to figure the NFL must be praying to God for Patriot Saints.
I feel like the NFL also
really
would be
the only big quarterback matchup they've never had.
But from a draw standpoint, I would prefer to see Eagles Pats again, because literally history is repeating itself with the way that Wentz played this year. Goes down, they pretty much weren't supposed to make it. He got them in the back door. Like, they got in the back door. It was Vikings to lose, and they couldn't put that game together and win.
If you're the Eagles, you really, really got to assess that situation at the end of the season if that happens again. You really got to think about possibly sticking with Nick Foles.
I think you already have to be having those. I mean, have you seen the stat lines where the two of them are compared?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
And, like, their stats are virtually identical at this point.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be interesting. But before we start recording.
Wait, Slade, can I ask you one more question, though?
Sure.
What's your thought of your quarterback situation down in Baltimore?
My quarterback. Look. Let's just get something clear, okay? I'm a 49ers fan just because I also enjoy the Baltimore Ravens. They're not like my team. They're just like, I really like the team. But no, as far as the quarterback situation, I don't have an issue with Jackson going forward.
No, they made the right decision. No. You go with the young guy.
Flacco's been kind of a bum the last couple of years anyway.
Yeah, and I know that there was like a lot of – it's tough, right? There was a lot of debate whether or not to put Joe in midway through the game. But then it got to the point that – and I'm glad that it – not the way that it officially ended. But it got to the point if they put Joe in, I think that completely kills Jackson for next season. The fact that they brought it in with 5.5 minutes left, score 2 touchdowns, and had a minute – I mean, the likelihood was slim to none, but had that opportunity down by 6 to win the game, I think regardless that they didn't make it through, I think that's good looking forward. Although I'd be very nervous if I'm the Steelers or the Ravens going into next season, because the Browns, since Baker Mayfield took over, look like a genuine contender.
Sure.
Here's my prediction that will make you happy, Slade. Are you ready?
That Antonio Brown goes to the 49ers.
That's what I think. I think Jimmy G is throwing to AB next year.
Oh my God. I'd literally lose my mind. I'd take a picture next to Malonis with an Antonio Brown jersey on.
And I think it'll be interesting that, and again, I'm going to refer to another sport. Remember how LeBron started to put together super teams?
Yep.
I think it'll be interesting. Do you see Bell and Brown end up in the same place again?
See, if you think that Brown is going to end up with the Niners, then Bell doesn't go with them. As much as the Niners had such issues, they've showed this season that the depth that they have at running back, I don't know if they need to give up those picks and whatnot to get a running back. They definitely need wide receivers. But with McKinnon still under contract, Breda showing what he's got, and then even, Johnson Jr., towards the end of the season, the last few games, like they've got a core there. They just need to get somebody for Garoppolo to throw to.
Well, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Bell unrestricted free agent now?
I believe he is. Let me just double check that for you.
Yeah, so I believe he can sign anywhere.
Yeah, I believe he can as well.
So he's going to end up, my prediction is, he's going to end up on some shitbag team that's going to overpay for him, you know, from with owners who are just willing to blow money on stupid things. You know, a team like the Jaguars.
Oh, man.
What?
No, that's, really?
What?
Do you think the Jags? I feel like the Ravens would blow money on Bell before the Jags.
You missed my segue for you, Slade.
I know what segue you were going to. I was actually trying to renege the segue.
Damn
so
you.
I could go into Damn the you. Other thing I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
So this time next year, Jamie, we'll be doing another annual NFL playoff podcast. But except this time next year, we're going to be coming upon the start of the XFL season that starts shortly after the Super Bowl. And I guess my question to you guys is, are either you guys college football fans?
Not really, no.
I hate college football. I hate all college sports.
Okay, I don't have a horse in the race, so it's tough for me to root for. I'll watch like the national championship game or some of the bigger bowl games if they're on, but I don't have a horse in the race, so I really don't care too much.
All right, so what you guys are kind of making my point. I guess my question to you would be, with Vince trying to continue this like football legacy that he's trying to build, are you going to have any interest in another football league once the Super Bowl's over?
It's funny when you kind of sent me the topic list. We were going to talk about the XFL, and I said, all right, let me brush up on it and all that. And I kind of started to think to myself, I'm like, all right, have I ever watched like a second tier sports league?
Yeah. Like CFL or anything, arena football?
And honestly, I don't. I think because, and Bill, you touched on it when we just talked about college sports, how in Boston there aren't a lot of college sports fans because we don't have any real high-level college teams.
Correct. Not in football, at least.
Right. And, you know, to use Bill's phrasing, we don't have a horse in the race. I think that I tend to have an allegiance to teams, and that's what makes me follow those sports.
Yeah, and but the XFL, I think the closest stadium is New York.
New York would be the closest one.
Yeah, so they've got the eight cities, right? You got Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, and Washington, D.C. And I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. Like when I suggested this topic, the whole thing I was thinking about on the way home was, I love football. I can watch any game. I don't know if I'm going to buy into the XFL.
And it gets back to, I know we all watched that special. It was about a year ago now when ESPN did the whole thing on the old XFL.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing they all hit on was that when you started watching, the quality of play just wasn't very good. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who are they going to get? That's my thing. Is it going to be guys who can't get signed by the NFL? Is it going to be guys who you've seen the NFL and now they're there? Like that's my thing, is I don't know.
I don't know either. I even looked into like the CFL to like see how their numbers work and things of that nature. And oh my God, I can't believe his name escaped me. The one that played for the Money Mayweather, right? What's his name? Not Money Mayweather. What was the Cleveland Browns quarterback?
Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. There it is. Money. I think that's what you're looking at. Like that sort of player. The Tim Tebows. Like the guys that are flashing the pans in the NFL, they get these second tier jobs. You know, Nick Foles, if Eagles don't want to re-sign him. Like that sort of deal. So it's going to be.
I think you may have just nailed it. Now, if all of a sudden XFL starts coming out over the course of next year and saying, here are some of the guys we've signed. And I'll list a few. Well, you said it. Manziel, Tebow, Ray Rice has been unemployed for a little while, right?
Oh, could you imagine?
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick's the one they have to go after. That's the guy. That's the guy who gets you the most eyes.
Wow.
But if they started to list some names like that, and I'm probably missing a few more. I'm sure there are some receivers out there who haven't gotten signed and all that. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, all right, maybe I'm on board with this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I don't think Vince is going to have the same approach as he did the year he tried to do it before. So he's going to try to have a much more structured system. And with eight teams, it might be just enough to like satisfy that sort of thing. It just is. I think there's just going to be a lot of like smoke and mirrors. Like there's just going to be a lot of over the top production.
I think what's going to be interesting though is knowing Vince McMahon, knowing how he's operated WWE all these years, is he going to accept basically being an indie football league?
And behind the curtain, because that was right. One of his biggest points, that he was not going to be front runner. He wasn't going to be putting himself in front of the camera.
But his thing is, he's basically a football indie now.
He also believes that, which it's funny, because Mikey Webb also believes this as well, by the way, which we should bring him on, because he's very adamant that the NFL will end. He also believes that the NFL is about to implode and that there will be a market, and he just wants to get ahead of the race. I don't know how true that is.
Why does he think it's going to implode?
There's a multitude of reasons. We'll save a segment. Maybe right before the Super Bowl, we'll bring it in and bring him on, at least even for that particular segment, so that we can – he's the equivalent of Julian's life lessons. So maybe we can
– I can't wait for those.
We can just have a show where we can call it like our test pilot for all our one-off bits, and it will be the Julian life lessons, the Mike Webb's outlook on sports. It'll be a real good grab bag of different promo style bits that we can really get going. We can, that'll be good enough. So
amazing.
Well, with that said, Jim, you want to go for a quick break? When we come back, we can talk a little wrestling.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Then with that said, we're going to go pay some bills, pay some tunes. And when you come back, you are listening to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
My name is Jason Malta.
I am Liam Strager.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And live every Wednesday night on NewAgeInsiders.com and the Mixler app, we're taking topics and thousands of fan perspectives and bringing them to your airwaves.
And don't forget, we'll be live and taking your calls before and after every single WWE pay-per-view that we do not attend.
But wait, there's more. You can also subscribe to our Patreon page by visiting Patreon.com and searching for New Age Insiders. And with plans starting at just $2 a month, there's an affordable option for everyone.
Monday rewards, Tuesday rewards, exclusive pay-per-view rewards, exclusive shows. Why wouldn't you become a Patreon? And we will see you Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We out.
This must be.
You are listening to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network. I'm Scotty Slade, as always. I'm joined by Jamie J. Mikowski. This week, we have none other than NAI's Bill Neville. And we just got done talking about a whole lot of football. Jamie went and grabbed a cough drop. I went and grabbed myself a Godmother Imperial Stout by Lord Hobo, and I local brewing in Woburn, Massachusetts.
And I went and grabbed myself.
Hey.
And hey, we just got our age restrictions higher. I'm actually really excited to talk about this because Jamie and I don't get to talk too much wrestling on here. And a lot of the times when we do, it's current WWE product.
Uh-huh.
And or I'm trying to pull stuff out of him with the Jericho Cruise. But just recently, Cody Rhodes and the Bucks and the Bullet Club in general, I guess you could call it, has announced that they are starting a new promotion. Bill, have you guys been talking a lot about this on NAI?
Yeah, pretty much our entire show last night was devoted to that on Wednesday night here on January 9th, if you want to go back and listen to that episode if you aren't listening on the day that For the Pops drops. But we covered just about everything there was to cover on our show last night. There was a lot that was announced. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, so Cody Rhodes, like I said, All Elite Wrestling. And I know Bill's going to be able to fill in the gaps on a lot of these details, but this appears to be the first real buzzworthy company that, if certain things fall in place, could become a genuine competitor, or at least create enough competition that it would benefit a lot of the wrestlers who are active.
Sure.
For those that didn't hear the news, they signed, I believe it was eight official signings. Nine, if you count Billy Gunn as a producer. They signed Chris Jericho as one of the bigger names.
Yeah.
Some of the more local indie talent, MJF, and Joey Janela with Penelope Ford.
Yep.
And then you kind of had the expected, the SoCal crew from ROH.
Yeah, you had Pac.
Yes, Pac Devil, for those WWE guys out there.
Yep.
Did I miss anybody? I mean, Hangman was almost a gimme.
Britt Baker, who's the women's signing.
Yep. I think that's it off the top of my
head. And then a couple
of
guys from China, I believe. I've never heard of them before, but I'm sure we'll see plenty of them.
And Jamie, so like as like an owner, I'll also throw this tidbit as well that's really like was mind blowing. Cody Rhodes made a tweet that all wrestlers or all performers, if they get injured, will be covered in full and be taken care of, which is kind of like unprecedented when it comes to anything other than WWE. Like, generally, you don't see that sort of approach with wrestling companies. So, Jamie, as a one-time business owner, you are putting together a company that needs to compete with the mega power WWE. There's only one name in my head that they need to pull for there to be any sort of genuine competition, and I don't know if you're even going to say it.
You're going to say CM Punk, blah, blah, blah.
I am going to say CM Punk.
All right, Slade, look, stop. Can we stop now? Please, I'm begging you.
He's the only guy.
Can we stop, please? I'm begging
you. Go ahead.
I'm sick. I'm feverish. We couldn't have taken just a nice, easy topic for me, like why we love Batman. No.
I don't think that'd be easy, by the way.
You're going to
be a 4-hour conversation.
You're going to lead this segment with, and I quote, a potential competitor to WWE and a place for these guys to go.
I said there was enough buzz that it had potential with the investors involved.
Let me share with you. Want to know the potential?
Sure.
Of them? Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Zero? Well, zero. I agree with him, Bill, if this is what they roll out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But there's going to be plenty more names.
What roll out?
But we don't even know what the structure of it's going to be yet. We don't even know. They're supposedly going to be a TV deal because Chris Jericho said on somebody's show today, I think he was on Busted Open or something, he said that he signed with AEW because they have a TV deal in the works or else he wouldn't have signed with them. So there's something coming there. So that's a big deal.
Don't get me wrong. Like, maybe big deal's like the wrong way, but like TNA Impact, even when they were at their biggest, when they were putting dents in ratings, it was only a big deal to like the talent, right? That was like,
sure,
you could still make money. I think, and don't quote me on this, but there was guys that were still making six figures, even in the tail end. We're talking last like 3 years,
oh, yeah.
3 years ago,
yep.
They were making six figures, which is really like good for the business as a whole.
Totally.
I guess what I say is if they're going to be competitors, there's got to be that outsider Nash Hall sort of jump. And Jericho just doesn't do that for me.
Here's my thing, though, Slade. What I was starting to say was, if you really want me to be, and I'll be professional mature on this. I'll try to use my big boy voice for a second. I actually think if you honestly put a gun to my head and said, what are we looking at? I think you're looking at TNA part two, because everything I'm seeing is the exact same. You've got a really rich person opening their purse strings with zero knowledge of the industry. Okay. That was Dixie Carter. And what was it? What's the name of their energy company, Bill?
Anthem.
Anthem. Thank you. Okay. Also, who has the Jaguars owner put in charge of his wrestling company?
His son.
I mean, okay, right, correct. But the son, who has he put in charge?
You talking Cody and the Bucks?
Cody and the Bucks.
Okay. It's funny. Right now, Jamie's got like that dad, look what you did wrong type deal. And Bill and I are like, I don't know if this is the answer dad wants to hear.
But yeah, no, he's put Cody, the Bucks, and Cody's wife at the top of his organization. By nature, they have one perspective in this industry. You know what perspective it is?
Themselves.
Perspective of the workers.
Yes.
They have absolutely zero perspective of what it's like to run a promotion full-time and compete. And you can bring up All In. Great. Any bozo can run one show, get names on it, and draw a crowd.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that they could go Double or Nothing.
Sure, you could. I could say any.
Nice.
I see what you did there. I could say any bozo could run a handful of shows. I know certain bozos who managed to run shows for 18 years not knowing what the hell they were doing. But regardless,
there's no way to talk about it.
You're putting talent in charge of your organization, right?
Yeah.
Knowing nothing about it. Two, so that's part one. Problem one, I see. Problem two, I see. What is their goal? If they come out and say our goal isn't to compete with WWE, where do I think they could have an effect? I think they could put Ring of Honor out of business real quick.
Oh, if I'm Ring of Honor, I am scared shitless right now.
If I'm Ring of Honor, I'm panicked.
Like, I'm waiting to see, which I doubt, but I'm waiting to see, like, somebody like the Briscoes get pulled. The ROH is on the verge where if there's a couple good names that get pulled from that company, you are in trouble.
Well, there's already been a couple of big names. They had an entire exodus with the Elite, essentially.
When you brought up TNA way back when they started, right? Yep. And there were at the time. You still had the WCW castoffs that were 15 years younger. So you had Hall, Nash, Sting, Hogan, all those guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Punk. Everybody keeps bringing up Punk. Great.
Well, the only reason why Punk's name gets brought up is for this particular reason. He's still, as far as in the wrestling world, he's still a top five all time, like still year to year, top five sales on pro wrestling tees. So he does have some value, right? And he's not that he's anti-wrestling. He is anti-Vince McMahon. So if Cody's agenda was to be a competitor, now if they're not, then this theory goes out the window because they did reach out to him for All In. If their goal is, then Punk is a valuable source. Well, how they use him is another story, but that is a legitimate thing. If he was to come back, you would at least get eyes for that particular show he comes on. What you do with it is your own prerogative.
So I'll give you Punk. Let's pretend Punk. I'll even give you his wife, AJ.
I didn't even think of her.
let's put them both on the roster.
Sure.
Okay. So now let me ask you, you've got to put on a show. You're putting on shows regularly. What do you want to have? 8-10 matches?
Yeah. That.
Some of them tag matches, right?
Sure.
Who are you filling out this roster with?
That was the second part. Like, so when we were talking about this, and I don't know if this came up, Bill, with yours, so I apologize that I didn't hear it. They're talking borderline WCW money, right? And so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, see, the thing is, Jamie, like, this is such in like the beginning stages that this could all just be hearsay and we could literally fizzle out in 6 months. But let's just say it's WCW money. And let's say, and you're going to call me crazy, but let's say they approach somebody like AJ Styles and says, you can do a third of the dates for the same or more money. To me, the only thing, if they're going to be a genuine competitor, it's who would they poach where these guys would be able to say, I've done what I've done, and I'm okay with making same or more money for less dates.
But my point is, we have two specific examples of where that doesn't work. WCW and TNA.
Yeah.
You know who they're going to poach? They're going to poach mid-level guys and make the main eventers. And there's a reason they're mid-level guys in WWE. They're never going to lose. WWE's never going to lose their top guys. Rollins, Cena. I'm aging myself a little bit.
No,
Strowman. They're never going to lose their top-level guys. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, I guess that's the fantasy world that is being like theorized right now.
And that's my concern. Like I said, when I look at it as if I don't look at it as a wrestling fan, and again,
nope, Jamie's dying, everybody.
Nope, hold on, I'm back. And again, I hear what the buzz is about this. And Bill, when I think right before we started, you know, people were talking about, oh, they're going to be able to take WWE down.
Oh, that's
no, they're not.
That's dumb.
No. I don't think that's a realistic thing.
Correct.
Even if the, I think it's the, I guess my hope for this company, and this is more just from like enjoying watching wrestling, when WCW and WWF are going head to head, I don't think it was, everybody thinks that like the Attitude Era is what was great. I think it was the competition. It goes back to like, and I'm dating myself because this is bad, but there was not a better time in baseball when it was that pure Yankees Red Sox rivalry.
Sure.
And that was just when some of the just best media coverage was coming out. And I think TNA did that a little bit early. And I'm really hoping that we see that. You're not going to get that if it's just, hey, we're putting Kenny Omega against Cody Rhodes in our main event. It's just Kenny Omega's great, but he's not enough to push a company to compete.
Here's where I'm going to sound like a pompous insider ass. And I'll live with that for a minute. The reason I am rolling my eyes so hard they're starting to hurt my head is what I referenced earlier. Nothing against the individuals. I worked with Cody. I think Cody's one of the nicest, most genuine guys out there. That being said, I would be much more impressed if I heard them saying, here are some of the people we're bringing in. And it's a bunch of names you didn't know. But what you were hearing was, I think his name was John Porco. He used to be one of the marketing guys at WWE. If I heard the names of people who used to book WWE venues, if I heard people from WWE legal, old people from WWE talent relations or marketing,
yep,
then I'd be sitting there going, okay, this is legit.
So
it's like a presidential cabinet.
Okay.
What you want to do is you want to hire people who know better than you. And Slade, you and I have actually argued with this about my days in Chaotic. I think that was one of the smartest things I ever did was, especially on the booking side, 90% of the time, I had people who were better bookers than me in my company. And my concern on this is when I'm hearing the names, okay, Billy Gunn, Cody Rhodes, you've got a lot of one perspective running your company. And if we take this down to an indie level, Slade, I will ask you as a guy who works on the indies, how does it go when you have a worker who's an owner and a bunch of guys who are also working on the shows as all the bookers and as the top talent? How does that go for a company?
It generally does not go very well.
Right. In general, there are always exceptions. In general, it doesn't go well. And that's my concern for this company right now.
I mean, the argument could also be made that this is not defending that Cody Rhodes. It's more defending that like weird stance. It did for a short period of time work in WWE and WCW where at one time there's very heavy clicks that were running the top of the card that you saw. Again, it didn't last, but it was definitely like the Michaels era, and even when Nash and Hall were over in WCW and they were running the show, which ultimately imploded.
Right.
The like payroll piece.
We have history on our side showing the way they're setting this up doesn't work.
Well, I guess, but what's exciting here is this is similar to NFL draft day, trade deadline's not over, because everything that you said that would even turn your head as a businessman, theoretically could still happen, right? I mean, it's 6 months from now, we could be on a show and all of the pieces that you were intrigued with, maybe that's the route they go next. Maybe they just need to create that Kevin Garnett buzz and then bring on the two other pieces. Do you know what I mean? Show that there's some legitimate talent on the roster, and then you could start to get the brains involved. Like, how do you convince the head coach to stay that you get the good players there? So, I mean,
I see what you're saying. I get it.
So I'm not saying like right now in its current product with the But the names they rolled out, to me, all this is this is just a promotion for All In 2. This is a way for the Bullet Club to get past cash. The Bullet Club has shown that there is money in independent wrestling if you're in the Bullet Club. This is not the standard in independent wrestling.
Bill, what do you think?
What does Bill think? No, no, no. Let's go ahead. Think?
As far as what goes?
Anything. Jump in on this, Bill.
I'm optimistic. I'm looking forward to seeing what they put out. I mean, I don't know if with the TV deal, I don't know if they're going to have like a weekly show or it's going to be like a monthly show or something like that. But obviously, all of this right now is building to May 25th or whatever that is, Memorial Day weekend, when All In 2, Double or Nothing is happening. I don't think anything's going to happen between now and then as far as any wrestling for AEW before that. So that's pretty interesting. I'm really excited for the talent that they're going to be making some good money. And Brandy, and Jamie, I wanted you to elaborate on this a little bit too, as a business owner yourself. Brandy had clarified the thing that she said at the press conference about equal pay. Equal pay means equal opportunity regardless of sex, is what she says. It says it does not mean that everyone will be paid the exact same salary regardless of their position. It means the gender pay gap does not apply. An entry-level woman won't make less than an entry-level man because of her gender. What are your thoughts on the equal pay for all these the men and women superstars?
I think that's definitely the right thing to say. And given,
well, to be fair, Bill, I can guarantee you, Jamie also applied the equal pay across the board. There was not.
He did
not care what sex preference, skin tone, doesn't matter. Your check read the same as everybody else.
Why do I get the sense that's not a compliment, Slade?
You know what? To be fair, there's nothing wrong against it. It's just it was a perfect moment to just throw that in there.
No, it actually makes sense, Bill. You know, the fact that it all comes down to, and I'm going to sound really callous and cold now, it all comes down to how much revenue do you generate for the company?
Sure.
And I would argue there are probably certain industries where, you know, women outdraw men. You know, I find it, and watch this jump I'm about to make. I actually watched a documentary on what's the Women's Tennis Association? Whatever it is. I forget the initials now. Where at one point they get paid significantly less than the men. But a few years back, they were outdrawing the men in terms of everything.
Oh, yeah.
And there was still that gap. That makes no sense to me.
Sure, yeah.
You know, to say everybody we bring at this level, this is going to be your base. And then we're going to build, you know, whether it's through bonuses, incentives, that makes a lot of sense. But what I find interesting, Slade, and I think you'll appreciate this, is a lot of times on the indies, and I know this for a fact, women actually get paid more than guys a lot of the times.
That's true.
They are a little bit more rare, and they can charge more because they're more of a draw. I don't want to say more of a draw. They're more unique. Because I remember sometimes we would look to bring in a quote unquote female name, usually somebody I'd never heard of, shockingly. And the price would be insane.
Well,
I got really off topic there.
No. That's okay. That's okay.
I'm gonna sip some more NyQuil. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. I mean, Bill, I think we've kind of already like covered a lot of it.
Yeah.
I think this is something where it's so in its infant stages that this could go in either direction.
Sure, yeah.
The only thing that concerns me is if AEW pumps out products similar to All In. And what I mean by that is All In was a great watch. I'm assuming you guys did like an extensive review.
Yeah.
And watching that main event go a million miles an hour because they mismanaged their TV time.
That's right.
That's what I'm concerned with.
That is concerning.
But to me, that is something that they've got time to kind of like figure out.
Sure.
But it's, you know what? There's guys that like I don't care about that I've already started to see like borderline rumors. I think Ryback was even saying once he's healthy and he'll reevaluate wrestling and blah, 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 and AEW's already retweeting it and things like that. Like,
right.
Is Ryback a draw? I don't think so. But I think it's just neat that...
Trust me, he's not.
But my point being is it's good that there is this desire to be at a place, because when there's desire from a talent perspective to be at a place, that's when that company, which Jamie can attest to this, that's when the company has all of the advantage to start to pick and choose, and that in itself can better the product. Like, nobody... And this is a stretch and shooting myself in the foot, but like the TNA is exciting, but TNA was much better to work for in its heyday than it is right now. I'm not saying it's not a good product, but there's other options. Like, but if they can make this a genuine alternative from a talent perspective, I think you'll almost see this manifestation grow, that if people want to get there and they're not just letting anybody in just because, that alone will give it some value.
What I would love to see them do, and it gets back to kind of where I was going with my first point, which I lost in my over-the-counter medication haze. I would like to know, what's their vision? Where do they want to position themselves? If what they're going to attempt to do is compete with WWE, I've said for years, it's difficult for wrestling on television to succeed, because multiple generations now have been trained by WWE and Vince. This is how wrestling looks on television.
Right.
Anything else looks cheap. So TNA, their big problem way in the beginning was they tried to be WWE light.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't pull it off. So if the new promotion, if AEW can position themselves a little differently, where they're saying, we're not WWE. I would almost look at it, in fact, to say, we even understand we could eventually lose guys to WWE, but that's okay, because we're going to keep finding that new talent, that exciting talent,
sure,
that fits our product. And you're going to see him here first.
Yeah, it's essentially the new Ring of Honor.
Exactly. And we've all said that's who should be the most nervous by this.
Correct.
Yeah, it's and like, I don't know who I was talking to about this, but it's even like amazing to me that WWE can just go out there, send out 15 contracts to 15 different people for $50,000 a pop, and they'll jump at the opportunity and they'll leave ROH, they'll leave anything that's going on. Like, WWE has successfully over the last few years completely snipped the wings of any competitor. When ROH was building up steam, they literally just plunged. They took Steen, El Generico, like guys that were building those companies, and they would just pluck, 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 pluck.
Bryan and Rollins.
Yeah, it's so like WWE is just still just this huge, massive conglomerate that still like blows my mind that they've just got all of this money to just throw around. So it's going to be interesting if this is even a sustainable feature.
Can I give you my last prediction, Slade?
Of course.
And this one is, it's so out there that it'll probably never happen, but if it does, I'm a genius. I also wonder now, let's say this fails miserably. Do you finally see some kind of a legal suit against WWE being a monopoly in an industry? Because now I could theoretically argue, wait a minute, look, here's what we had. We had a billionaire backing us. We had talent. We had TV. And yet every time we tried to do something, WWE would step on us like a bug. That's not legal. That's called a monopoly. You can't do that.
That's a good question. I don't know enough about the legality surrounding that to see if that's even a case.
Right.
And
as the great Jamie once said, you go up against WWE legal, you lose.
Right. Yeah.
I thought you were going more insane fantasy, internet troll, that this is somehow a secret plan by Vince to create Cody Rhodes is in his pocket. He's going to build this up, steal more talent to crush out ROH. And suddenly AEW just shows up on a part of the WWE network and it's just another version of NXT, and Vince McMahon wins again. It was him all along, Austin.
The other thing to watch out for in all of this is, again, I don't know how smart Cody the Bucks and this Jaguars owner are, but I think during the break, or maybe in the first segment, we talked a little bit about the Jets, Miami, and Patriots. I said the rest of the AFC East are always just waiting for the day the Patriots dynasty ends. They just want to be in the right position to take away the number one spot. Keep in mind, when Vince dies, WWE will become a shit show.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm. When Vince dies, WWE will become a complete shit show for a while. And that's when they'll be vulnerable. And if you're an AEW and you're able to hang around till that point, is that now the time when that company is vulnerable, when Vince is gone?
Well, it's true. I mean, anything's plausible.
You don't believe that theory. Well, listen to you, Slade.
It's not that I don't believe that. It's not that I hear doubt. It's just now I'm very fortunate to have friends now that are in good positions, and you are very well connected to that company. I guess I'm just so impressed with knowing how much Triple H has not only like involved himself, but like has such a strong hand in operations across the board. Like to the point that like, I'm not going to start saying everything that I hear because it's just weird and I don't mean like name drop, but I've just been so impressed to hear these stories firsthand of like how much care and intricacy Triple H has taken for the product that I think he is an amazing suitor that might even propel it into more profits if Vince let go of the reins completely.
I dragged us off topic. We'll save that for another day.
I think that, yeah, fair
we'll
enough.
We'll do another topic one day about what happens when Vince dies, and I'll give you
why don't we just bring Triple H on for that?
I can call Paul. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah,
Paul. He called him Paul.
Don't tell him what it's for. But when he picks up, just be like, "What happens when Vince dies? What's the plan?" And we'll just see what happens.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll take one more break. When we come back, I'm going to make a Rocky-esque type attempt to knock out the. Oh, which super villain?
Ivan Drago.
Your Thunderlips. No,
Ivan
Thunderlips.
Dijakovic.
But anyway, when we come back, it is the For the Pops quiz. Myself versus Bill Neville. You are listening to For the Pops on the NEI Pop Network.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling, from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
We are back on For the Pops in the NAI Pop Network. And speaking of pops, Phoebe's got a pop right now. She's watching Elmo. She's been stuffed with nothing but goldfish and yogurt for the last 45 minutes. I'm winning Dad of the Year by feeding her such malnutrition items. But the clock is now ticking. Once that pop is done, she's going to want to be changed. She's going to want to be put to bed. So, Jamie, without further ado, we got to get this quiz rolling.
Oh, boy.
All right, and here we are with the official Under the Weather edition.
You know, you sound better. I think if we went from the beginning of this episode to the end of this episode, you sound pretty good.
I got to tell you, all those stupid over-the-counter cold medications, those commercials lie. Because let me tell you something. If you feel, take two of these. I don't feel like climbing a mountain. I'm not Drew Brees. Anyway, so here we go. As always, we have five questions. The first four, we'll go back and forth, one point each. Then we have the list question at the end. Everybody knows how it works. For the first question, I go to my 15-year-old daughter, Nikki Jamikowski. You can find her on Twitter. That is at Nikki Josephine, N-I-C-C-I-E Josephine. And I say to her, hey, Nick, what are all your peeps? What's your squad? What are all the cool kids saying? What are some of those slang words? And so this week she gave me the phrase zip ghost.
Zip ghost?
What is
What the hell is zip ghost?
All that comes to my mind is the old TV show Ghost Rider.
Zip ghost. Oh,
zip ghost. All right, who goes first?
I'm trying to think.
I'll give you guys a chance to think.
What's, like, I'm trying to break this down here. Is it one word or two words?
It's two words.
Okay. I have no idea.
So, Bill, would you like to go first or second?
Let me go second.
So you want me to go?
Yes, Sky Slade, you get to go first.
I'm just going to say somebody, a white person that's very fast.
A white person.
That's not bad. That's a good guess. Zip ghost. I'm going to say when... I know the term ghosting is big with like phones and whatever. When you stop talking to somebody that you've been kind of seeing or whatever, and you just stop talking to them. So I'm going to say that's like a quicker than normal departure of like a significant other, like a zip, ghost them in a zippy fashion.
If they're white.
Right.
No, actually, a zip ghost is someone who's high on marijuana and having a hard time functioning.
If they're
really?
White.
right.
Okay.
Interesting. Wow. Wow.
So, you know, oh my God, Jason was such a zip ghost, he barely made it through the podcast last week.
That is accurate.
So weird. Yeah, like in gaming, Jamie, ghosting is like when you're there, but nobody knows you're there. Like, if I could be online, but you just don't know it, so I'm ghosting. So I just assumed that meant getting out of there fast and being
and
white.
And a follow-up to this is, after the podcast, I'm going to be having a long chat with my daughter about why the hell she knows.
Yeah, well, Dad loves weed. That's why.
Yes.
Well, hey,
we
weed
talked
is good.
About that in the beginning. He's big on herbs.
For 11 weeks, weed was so good.
I heard Bill, that Jamie was actually smoking on January 5th because he knows how to simplify fractions.
Oh,
anyway,
nice.
Next question.
Question
one
number
fifth
two.
Is equal to 4 over 20.
Question number two. What music megastar?
Yes.
What music megastar announced that they are putting their Las Vegas residency on hiatus so they can focus on their family, specifically the health of their father?
I know this one.
Since Bill knows it.
Bill knows this one, so Slade, you're going to go first.
Do I need to go first? You already gave me the answer.
But Sky said, we're talking about a music megastar.
Yes. And there's no other music megastar associated with For the Pops than Beyonce, and I'm very sorry to hear about her father.
Bill?
Is that a real answer?
Yeah.
That's always
what do you mean, is that a real answer? Music megastar gets mentioned on For the Pops. It is always the answer.
Okay. Well, the real answer is Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is correct. Yeah, she announced on January 4th that her father is not doing well, so she's putting her show on hiatus in Vegas.
Close. They both began with
me. That's true. But one's like, oh, you know what we got to talk about next show, Slade? Have you watched The Masked Singer yet?
You know what? I haven't, but I've been seeing nonstop commercials for it.
It is the definition of awesome. It is so awful. It's awesome.
Awesome. So, I like that.
So Bill leads 1-0. Question number 3. A sing-along version of what movie is getting re-released on January 11th, the day this podcast drops in theaters, allowing fans to sing along with the movie songs by putting the lyrics up on the screen?
Am I going first?
I like to hear the big, like...
What was that, Bill?
Am I going first or is it Scotty? I can't remember.
Of course you're going first. I've gone first twice.
It's okay. Bill's turn to go first.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
He says Bohemian Rhapsody. Scotty Slade?
Can you repeat the question?
A sing-along version of what movie is getting re-released on January 11th in theaters, allowing fans to sing along with the movie songs by putting the lyrics up on the screen?
sing-along version of what movie?
Yeah. I just think, like, Beyonce wasn't an answer on the last one, but you never know.
I don't know many, like, I don't know if that means it's a current musical and they're just making it a sing-along. I'm just going to say Grease.
Well, Bill takes a 2-0 lead. It is Bohemian Rhapsody.
What? Yep.
I heard that earlier today.
Yeah. God. This is crazy. I'm dropping up to the moment pop news for this quiz today. Like.
And I loved that movie. I saw it twice. It was fantastic.
All right, Slade, you are trailing 2-0, but don't worry, plenty of time to catch up. Question number 4. With no host in sight after the Kevin Hart debacle, the Oscars seem to be leaning toward having no host at all. But what famous group are they trying to get to make an appearance to bolster the event?
Do you hear that, Jamie?
What is that?
I heard clicking of keys.
What are you talking about? I just dropped my pen.
I don't think Bill is a cheater like previous guests we've had.
Very rhythmically, he dropped his pen.
I would have known what a zip ghost was if I was cheating.
Oh, now he's playing the host by only looking up certain answers.
Oh, please.
He's 2 out of 3. Anyway,
throwing wild accusations at me, huh?
One more time.
After the Kevin Hart debacle,
yep.
Sounds like the Oscars aren't going to have a host.
Ah, it sucks.
But they've approached what famous group to try to get them to make an appearance to try to bolster up the event?
U2.
Did you say a music group or was it just like a group?
I said what famous group?
Okay.
Ah, Jesus. Destiny's Child, because
Which version? The one with 4 or the one with 2?
Slade, when is your birthday?
June 18th.
June? For the June 4 of the Pops, I'm going to do an all Beyonce for the Pops quiz. Every answer will be Beyonce, just for you.
It'll be a nice clean sweep.
There's a it's got to be like a music act, I think. If you're saying group, because I don't know if there's like a group that has to do with movies. That would, I don't know. Let me see. I would guess probably. I have no idea.
We need an answer.
Group for the Oscars.
Is he still thinking?
I'm gonna say the original cast of. Well, you can't really say that. Because one of them's dead. But the original cast of Star Wars. I have no idea.
Oh. Bill was actually... It's actually the Avengers.
Ah. Really?
They're trying to get the entire cast of the Avengers to present together.
That's pretty cool.
First time they've all been seen, to the point where some of them were scheduled to appear on last week's Golden Globes, but the Oscars stepped in and influenced themselves to pull themselves off the event.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
For the Avengers.
Yeah, right before the two movies come out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the superhero that had a lisp. The superhero that had a lisp that kept working out all the time. Do you know what his name was?
No.
Yeah, he's Thor.
Oh, nice. No? Nice. Nothing. Not bad. Not bad. You don't get props after accusing me of cheating.
Oh, my God.
Well, here we go with the tiebreaker. What I've done, guys, I've assembled a list. And it's a long list this time. But I think we'll get through it pretty quickly. What we'll do is we'll go back and forth until one of you gets more answers than the other one. We've run out of names. You're both stumped or I get bored with the whole thing and we stop.
Okay.
Like I said, I was a little under the weather, so I didn't put a lot of effort into this day. I knew we were talking about wrestling. And it's that time of year. What are we on the road to right now, Scotty Slade?
Cold Fury.
But unfortunately, on one of our first shows, Slade, we did a For the Pops quiz on who was in the main events of all the Cold Furies.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought, what's the other seasonal event coming up? It's the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania.
Yes.
32 different people have main evented WrestleMania.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth. And Scotty Slade, since you are behind, you get to go first. Hulk Hogan is correct.
Andre.
Andre the Giant is correct.
Miz.
The Miz is correct.
You're supposed to save those for later.
No, you gotta get the ones in my back pocket now.
Batista.
Batista is correct.
What was Bill's other answer?
Andre.
Andre Giant. Okay. The Rock.
The Rock is correct.
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, correct.
John Cena.
John Cena is correct.
Roman Reigns.
I think I'm going to be able to...
What was that one?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is correct.
Triple H.
Triple H, correct.
Brock Lesnar.
Man, I'm going to write these down.
Brock Lesnar is correct. Right now, Bill leads 7-5.
Okay. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton's correct.
Chris Benoit.
Ooh, good one. That is correct.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter is in fact correct.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is correct.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart correct.
Got to think here.
It's 9-8 right now. Bill is in the lead, and the question is to Bill.
I think I don't know how much Bill knows about, like, far back. If he doesn't know far back, I've got him.
Yeah, you might.
There are still 17 left.
Yeah, it all depends if Bill knows from 5 and before. If not, I got him.
Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior is correct.
I'm gonna say Yokozuna.
Yokozuna, correct.
I'm trying to think of main events here.
Remember, Bill, wrong answers don't count against you.
Right. The Undertaker.
The Undertaker is correct.
Sid Vicious.
Wow. 11-10, and the question is to Bill.
Oh, man. I've got like 6 in my pocket still.
Jesus Christ. That's the problem with me. I started watching in like 97, so I don't know too much before that. Let's see. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff is correct.
Well, then if we're going Paul Orndorff, we're going his tag partner, Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper is correct. Bill leads 12-11.
Do they technically have to be wrestlers?
These were people who wrestled in the main event.
Okay. Mr. T.
Mr. T is correct.
Ooh. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Then we'll go. Well, then we'll just start going up the list. King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy is correct.
Ooh. Let's see.
Bill, I feel like you're the Patriots right now. You've been in control the whole game.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to worry about you here in the fourth quarter.
Me too. Let's see. Who the hell? Macho Man?
Yes. Sorry, I missed him. Yes.
Yep. Yes, Macho Man is correct.
I thought somebody had said him already.
No, he faced Ted DiBiase, which is my answer.
That's what was going to be my next one.
The finals for the vacant WWF title.
Shit. Man. I'm thinking back. I'm just... You got Hogan, Mr. T, Piper, Orndorff.
There are actually only 8 left.
Yeah, Hogan and Andre. We had Randy and DiBiase. Shit. You said Yokozuna.
Come on!
You said Yokozuna, right?
He said Yoko. I'm down, Slade.
Mick Foley?
Mick Foley is correct.
All right.
15-13, Slade.
Slide in Daniel Bryan now.
There you go.
There you go. That's a good one. I didn't even think of that. The other participant that was in the weird WrestleMania that didn't have a single singles match on it, WrestleMania 2000, Big Show.
Big Show's correct. Getting tight now, Slade. Because it's 16-14.
Nobody said Chris Jericho yet, I believe.
Nobody said Chris Jericho yet.
Okay.
He was last in 19, right?
18. He's Mania 18 in Toronto. I was at that one, in case you care.
Oh, that's right. They went on after Hogan and Rock. That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
Kurt Angle?
Kurt Angle is correct.
Oh, boy.
Goes up 17 to 15.
Because that
with only three names left. So, Slade, you need to get two out of three.
I know. So, I know one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But now you're thinking if you give one, yeah, is that going to give away the other?
Right. Since there's three left, next answer he can't get.
If he gets one out of
three,
you guys. Yeah.
There's one that I'm thinking of. I'm hoping you're not going to say it.
Okay. So I got to go. Jamie.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is. All right.
I know
so
what you're thinking.
I'm naming the guy that's. All right. Okay. I'm going Edge.
Ah.
That's the one I'm going.
Shit.
Edge is correct.
I'm going Edge because. Yes.
That's the one I was going to say.
If he doesn't know the other one. I feel like I want to push to take it all. I would prefer.
Slade, that was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
Deciding to go for two. It was ballsy.
Damn
well,
it.
Because if I say
yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Don't say another word.
Okay.
It's got to be like some obscure one too. I can't think of it.
Just type it. That's what you've been doing all game anyway.
That's bullshit.
That's why we don't get guests.
Yeah, right.
So we keep having Ray on. You offend everybody else.
Crap. Edge was the last one I could think of. Because he main evented against Taker for the title.
Yep. Technically, Bill's going to win by default.
I'm not sure.
Hey.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't.
There's
think
no
of
way.
Else.
There's no way he doesn't know once I name one of the two. There's no way. There's no way.
But Slade, I think I'm gonna make an executive decision.
No. Don't. You know what? Let's just. You know what? In fair spirit, I'm gonna name the less, and then just see what happens.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I'm going Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh crap! Who did he main event against? Oh.
It's a tie, Bill.
Holy shit. Crap, I do know this too. Bam Bam, that was his only main event, right?
Mm-hmm. Clock him!
You can clock me if you want. You can clock me if you want. Shoot. You're gonna say
clock
it.
Him!
You're gonna say it, I'm gonna scream. I'm not sure.
You know what? He shouldn't have shoved him in the front row. It really pissed off, you know, any given Sunday star, Lawrence Taylor.
Oh,
damn it! Get it, Jamie!
Damn it.
I'd like to thank Brian Fury for the many car rides where we would have to go through every WrestleMania and name main events. If it was not for those extended car rides.
That was amazing.
Oh, damn it. I can't believe I forgot that one.
Now, Bill, if he had said Lawrence Taylor first, would you have gotten Bam Bam?
Yes. Yes.
Very strategic on your part, Slade.
Man. I didn't think he'd think of Edge, so I'm like, I'll wait till the end. And then once I realized that the only match left was the Bam Bam Lawrence Taylor.
Damn it.
Very impressed.
I didn't think he was going to get the WrestleMania 1 or 2. So I thought those were mine.
Yeah, I always knew the first two, those were always talked about, but I can't believe I forgot about Lawrence Taylor. Ah, damn it.
All right.
Congratulations, Scotty Slade. That was a big victory for you.
Since he won that question, he won the game?
He got a total of 18 right.
Right.
So you were 17 right.
Right, but what about the previous questions?
I counted those first.
Okay.
Yep.
You were up, what was he up, 2-0?
2-0. Yep.
And I came storming back.
Scotty Slade, he killed that one.
That's
congratulations, pal. That was good stuff.
I'm. You know what? This episode is dedicated to Brian Fury, Julian Starr, Tarzan Taylor, and the not so much Tarzan, but the car rides where we had to go through those main events.
Oh man.
Good.
Damn it.
It's good. All right. Well, Jamie, I don't know. I've never picked an 8x10, so I don't really get one. But anyway.
Well, next time we see each other.
Yeah, well, which has got to be soon because I've got the...
We've got to do it before the Pops gift exchange.
Yeah, I got the Game of Thrones whiskey sitting there.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I could use it right now.
It'll clear up everything instantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, with that said, you could check out Bill Neville as DJ Neville on all of the NAI shows. Bill, if you want to do a quick rundown on where they can catch you.
Yeah, Tuesday nights now. It's Late Night Liam has moved to a new night and a new time. It's live every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock exclusively on Twitch. It's not on Mixler. It's not on anything else except for Twitch. So 10 o'clock Tuesday nights, Late Night Liam, myself and Liam Stryker go down the world of pop culture, movies, and all that fun jazz. And then Wednesday nights, of course, the flagship show is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show. That's Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, on live on NewAgeInsiders.com, Twitch, Periscope, everywhere you can find anything. And then you can download the shows on demand on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere your favorite podcasts are found. Visit NewAgeInsiders.com for more information.
And Jamie, as you can hear, they're doing a lot of live streaming Twitch stuff. I think it's time you and I start going to the video projection, the video streaming. We gotta get our faces out there, put it on t-shirts. It worked once for Team Friendship. I am Scotty Slade, as always, for Jamie J. Mikowski. You are listening to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network. Make sure to check this out, share it, like it, comment it, get it out there so that the Pops can not only be in your life, but in all of your friends' lives. Thank you for listening.